opener tonight for our Albert Lea boys basketball team. They're going to be at Stuartville tonight, 7:15 tip-off. First-year head coach Harrison Cates joins us to preview the Tiger boys basketball team. And Harrison, a good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Hey, absolutely. Good to talk to you once again. And, you know, before we talk about this year's team and talk about the roster, let's, I guess, update everyone if they don't know your background story. Again, first-year head coach. Talk about your previous coaching experience for those that maybe missed our interview when you were hired earlier this year.
Sure. Back when I was in college, I had a lucky enough of chance to be a student assistant at my high school that I was from. So I was a student assistant there for 3 years under the varsity coach. And when I moved here last year, I had a lot of coaching experience through the district in Albert Lea. I was the junior high football coach in the fall. I was the ninth grade A and B boys basketball coach in the winter. And then I'm still the assistant varsity golf coach in the spring. So I've had lots of coaching experience while being here. And I've also coached AAU basketball in the summer through Minnesota Nice out of Mankato, Waseca area. So
okay.
I've had a lot of coaching experience while I'm here.
So Harrison, coaching a ninth grade last year, that gives you, I guess, some experience with some of the kids you're coaching now.
Yeah, you know, I'm really impressed with some of those freshmen and sophomores now. They made a big jump, and freshman basketball to JV varsity is a huge leap, and a lot of them have put a lot of work in throughout the summer and the fall, and I'm lucky enough to have them again this year.
Now, before we can look at this year's team, I always got to take one step backwards and just look at last year's squad. I have an 0-19 record for the Albert Lea boys basketball team. And since you were a coach for the ninth grade, you probably saw a lot of the varsity games. Where were some of the struggles for the boys team last year?
Yeah, you know, what I'll say before we even get to our team, last year was a struggle for everybody. I mean, with COVID and how the season was, and you know, our season started late in January and kind of the season being up in the air in general, it was tough for everyone. But for us, we had a hard time really scoring the basketball. And we also had a hard time guarding one-on-one. You know, when you play the big nine schools and the athletes that go D1, D2, it's hard. And a big thing for us right now is slowing the basketball down for this year and also having some man-to-man ball pressure. And hopefully if we can do those things, we'll be sitting in a lot better position this year.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball with us here on KETE. So let's flip the page. It's a new year, new head coach. Talk about some of the guys that make up this year's team.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the crew that we have. We have a really, really good and deep junior class, and I have a couple of seniors and sophomores that round out our varsity team that, like I said before, I put a lot of work in throughout the summer and the fall time, and I'm excited for them. I mean, I think we're going to be a big step forward from last year. Not many of them have had varsity experience, though, so it's going to be a bit of an uphill battle to start, but tonight in Stuartville is going to be a good test to see where we're at right now.
Now, Harrison, not to put you on the spot, but can you name off some of the key guys for this year's team? I don't know if you have a roster in front of you at all, but just talk about some of the guys you're really going to lean on this season.
Yeah, for our team, I mean, it's going to be a full team effort, but some of the guys that are going to get lots of minutes for us are our juniors, Paul Wall, Jacob Skinnis, Judd Moeller, Ben Kiters, Boom, and then a couple of sophomores for us that we're looking at playing are Jack Skinnis, and those guys are going to get a lot of minutes for us to start the year, and I'm excited for them.
Now, let's talk about philosophy. As a first-year head coach, the kids obviously have to learn maybe some new plays offensive-wise and defensive-wise. Talk a little bit about what your philosophy as a head coach is.
Yeah, like I said last time when we talked, we're going to get out-talented sometimes, and there's some really good competition that we're going to play, but we're always going to try and outwork our opponent. You know, building that character a start is going to be a big step in the right direction for our program, and the X's and O's and that stuff will come later. But if we can't outwork and can't out-hustle who we're playing, then we're never going to be in a good position no matter how good your X's and O's are.
Harrison Cates, head coach, Albert Lea boys basketball, previewing the team for the 2021-2022 season. Yeah, that's what year we're in. I forget sometimes. But Harrison, let's talk about strengths and weaknesses. I like to ask coaches this question. Going into the season, where would you think are some of the strengths, and where are some things that throughout the year that you're hoping the team gets better at?
Yeah, we're a long and athletic team. If all my players are there, we start 6'5", 6'4", 6'2", 6'3". So I think that's a big benefit for our defense-wise. You know, we can sit in a nice man-to-man if our arms are up. We can have some good ball pressure, but we can also adjust to a zone. And we can play a 1-2-2 or a 2-3, and if we have our hands up and we have our length, we're going to be in a good spot. As far as something we need to improve on, though, like I said with our last year's team, it's kind of a similar thing as our offense struggles. Sometimes our players have a hard time if we're in a set just learning to play basketball. You know, you go from spot A to spot B, and sometimes you have to adjust and do some creating on your own. So, and that'll come with playing time. That'll come with getting those reps in games, and I think that we're heading in the right direction for our program.
Harrison, taking a look at the Big Nine Conference and also your section, name a few teams that you think will be the teams that are going to be favored in the conference and also in your section.
Yeah, Owatonna is going to be tough. I mean, they bring a lot of kids back for the Big Nine. They got that big 6'9 center kid that's been playing forever, it feels like. So they're going to be a tough team to beat. And for us, we got them next week, second game of the year, kind of a tough draw. So I think they're kind of favored to win the Big Nine, but you also have your Mankato East, who they got some studs too. So it's going to be an interesting battle in the Big Nine. As far as our section goes, you know, Stuartville, they have a good program, and they've had a good program for a long time. So I think between them and Austin, we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah, looking at our broadcast schedule, that's going to be our first broadcast of Everly Boys Basketball. We'll be in Owatonna coming up a week from tomorrow, December 10th, to take on what Harrison said he thinks is a Big Nine favorite in the conference. Again, Everly Boys Basketball at Owatonna coming up on Friday, December 10th. Harrison Cates, head coach, the Everly Tigers, previewing the Everly Boys Basketball team. Harrison, good luck in Stuartville tonight, and we'll catch you up on the pregame show coming up next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, Aaron.